Okie dokie. So, Daniel hates me.
Yeah.
Daniel really hates me. I'm going to welcome you to Vodka, Sofa and Lies for a second time. We actually just we just made it through near on 5 minutes of fucking gold, and I had not hit record this week.
It shocked me to see 0-0 on the screen and went, have you paused it? Or have we not recorded? We had not been recording.
No, we had not. And I did that to keep you on your toes.
Yeah. Well, now I feel alive again. I've actually got tears in my eyes. Yeah, it's really pained me. First of all, what we're going to talk about has pained me. Yeah. And now reliving it again for what feels like a third time now.
When you understand what we're about to talk to you about today, you'll
understand why it's so troublesome for the two of us.
Anyway, I'm Lisa Hamilton. I'm a shit cunt.
I'm Dan Morrison. I'm traumatized.
Okay, we will move past this because we do have a special episode.
Yes.
So special.
What I describe as an excursion. Yes. Do you know what's killing me right now?
That we're having
hearing
to redo.
Myself repeat what I've said previously.
And we actually... We had done a really good job at an intro.
Yeah.
It was probably one of my favorites.
Yeah.
And I've just
We've
ruined
lost
it.
All.
Yeah.
Let's tell the people where we went.
We went along to a taping of the audition rounds for Australia's Got Talent. And it was incredibly significant because...
Ricky Lee Coulter was the host.
Oh, yeah.
And... the reason we feel that she's the host is because of us, really. Yep. And that's why we felt the need to be there.
We wished it into, you know, reality.
Yeah, into fruition.
Yeah. So a couple of weeks ago, what happened?
We were, after we heard about the
I can't
fucking
look you in the eye because
yeah,
we're
I know,
doing
it's
this
really,
all
it's,
over
it's really hard to go over this again. But a few episodes ago, we did cast our own version of Australia's Got Talent after we heard of the fucking... train wreck mess of a collection of people that they have decided to cast.
Remind
in this
us again
season.
Who the judging panel is.
The judging panel, as it sits, is Shane Jacobson of Kenny Toilet fame, Nicole Scherzinger of Pussycat Doll fame, Manu Fidel of My Kitchen Rules fame, and you've got to tell me who this Lucy girl is again.
Lucy Dirac of theatre.
Of theatre, of Wicked fame.
Yeah, of Wicked.
And once we heard about this lineup, we had to...
It was so cuckoo.
So cuckoo. So we gave ourselves a challenge of casting our own fucked up cast.
Our own fantasy cast.
Yeah, our own lineup of judges. And part of that was Lisa assigning the host role to Ricky Lee Coulter.
Yeah.
Just as a troll, as we... seem to do on this podcast quite a bit, but by God, by me, it happened.
Yeah.
It literally happened.
It really happened.
Her managers listened to this podcast, obviously, and rung up old Channel 7 and said, my God, do we have the host for you? And they hired Ricky Lee Coulter.
Yeah. So we will take royalties.
Mm-hmm. We'll take a cut of that check.
Yeah. She is our North Star. For some reason, this podcast keeps... making
coming
it
back to her.
Keeps coming back to her. So I guess as a thank you for giving us so much fodder for this podcast, we felt it was our duty to head along to the live taping. And what unfolded can only be described as a fucking horror show.
Horrific.
It was awful.
Like, it's left us not in a good place. Like,
yeah.
Therapy will be had.
Yeah, I haven't slept since.
No.
I'm waking up in cold sweats.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever anyone sort of like approaches me, I scream.
Yeah.
I'm
you
on
do that on a normal day. But yeah,
but in particular now, I'm on high alert. Yeah. So we're actually going to spend the entirety of today's podcast
reliving
that experience for
this
you.
This will be our therapy.
Yeah, and it's almost like paying it forward because we had to go through the trauma. we need you to as well.
You need to live this experience with us.
Yeah. So you're welcome.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the best place to start is at the beginning.
Yeah.
So if you can just give us a little quick rundown of what we were met with when we arrived at Luna Park.
So Lisa and I journeyed across the old Harbour Bridge, which is already effort. Ooh, big effort. Yep. Nothing across the bridge, please. No, ma'am. Mm-hmm. Once we got to the other side of the bridge, we proceeded to Luna Park.
Yep.
Out the front of Luna Park were some funny people. What do you call them?
A couple of people that looked like your mother's sister.
Yeah. It was troublesome.
Yeah.
And we made our way to the line. Well, I thought we were making our way to the entrance, but we made our way to a really long
fucking line. We're so foolish. We thought they were going to open up the red carpet and we're going to go in.
I thought we were VIPs. I'd sit us front row and in like a lounge or something. No. We were with the common folk.
Yeah.
We did not comprehend how many people would be there.
No. And because we're such fantastic podcasters,
Journalists.
Yes, we have recorded a little snippet from Ground Zero.
Yeah.
And we're going to play it for you and, have a little chat after. We're just going to start saying some things, some thoughts that we had thus far.
Okay, why are so many people here? That's what I want to know. That's the first thing I want to know.
Straight up.
It's a really long line. There's too many people here.
We've walked to get to the back of the line for what seems like
an hour.
Days.
Yeah.
It just didn't.
It's been a journey.
We thought they were going to open the doors and pretty much show us to the golden VIP seats.
Yeah. Not that we ordered any kind of VIP treatment, but we thought we would have been recognised as we walked in.
Now, the mood in the line is somber.
Yeah. It's like we're attending a funeral. Awake, yeah.
And the funeral really is our social lives because this is what we're doing.
It's what we're doing on a Monday night. Yeah. We're standing in line at Luna Park waiting to go into a show we don't even want to see, really.
No, not in any way. As we were walking in, we did get a little snippet at the behind the scenes. There was a big room where we could see all the producers hustling and bustling and we've got some movement in the line here.
Barely. I think people just shuffled forward because they want to get in, but not a single person has entered the vicinity.
We saw what looked to be maybe some people vying for a spot on the show. Can you explain any of the people that we saw?
They looked like bikies that had given up, I would say. That was probably the vibe I was getting. I'm going to say magicians or what do you call it? Barber quartet?
Barbershop quartet.
Barbershop quartet, yeah. I knew there was like an extra word in there, but didn't know exactly what it was.
I saw someone who resembled who I thought to be maybe a distant cousin of Dame Judi Dench. Mm-hmm. So we may get some Shakespearean prose this evening.
I would be into that. I would really love to hear that Judi Dench lookalike, like really perform her tits off.
Yeah, as Elizabeth, Queen Elizabeth.
Okay, yeah. I didn't know which Elizabeth we were talking about. Elizabeth Hasselbeck of The View.
Yeah, babe. I was hoping to see a lookalike of Dame Judi Dench acting as Elizabeth Hasselbeck of The View fame.
I need to read Ladies Who Punch, apparently. That's been a recommendation.
Actually,
behind the scenes of The View.
Oh, I was like, I have no idea what those words are that you just said to me.
Yeah, new book. Get on
bye.
It. Bye. Bye.
By who?
What? no idea. I think it's like a collection of interviews and stuff and all that. Like a behind the scenes, BTS of The View.
Okay. Huge error we've made. We didn't bring any contraband alcohol or food.
Yeah. We are wasting away here. We are starving. Should have got something for the road, but it's too long of a journey back to go grab something because the line is that long.
I'm so hungry. I feel like my insides are eating themselves.
Yeah. I'm getting thinner by the second, which is, great news, but at the same time, I'm really not well.
And the line is moving in no way.
6 p.m. arrival. It's 17 past. This is... This is not acceptable.
Okay, thanks. So as you can hear,
distressed,
and we have no patience.
No.
At all.
No.
Quite hungry girls, aren't we?
Yeah. Need to be seated at all times.
We did see in a couple of spots just ahead of us, there were a group of people that had brought like healthy snacks, which I fucking hate those people. Why bring like... bring healthy snacks, like a carrot.
Yeah, you should have trash. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Like any type of snacks that should be bad for you?
Like they brought a Tupperware with cut up carrot. Like,
no,
fuck off.
Oh my God. Are you a rabbit? Like.
And then, but the most disturbing part.
The noughts and crosses.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, there was the few people ahead. They had a book out and they were playing.
A notebook. And pen.
And were playing noughts and crosses with each other. Multiple games, not just once. Not just a doodle where they just started doing it. No, multiple games.
To while away the time. Yeah. Like, get on your phone and ignore the people around you like a fucking normal person.
Yeah, Jesus Christ.
So from the get-go, we knew we weren't amongst our people.
No, absolutely not.
We were outnumbered.
Yeah. And probably also because all those people wanted to be there. I think that was the first difference between us and them.
We didn't want to be there. We were there for you.
Yeah.
Our listeners. Yeah. And waiting there for around 17 minutes, we were fading away.
Yeah.
It was becoming
a dire
situation. I had 000 ready to go on my phone. You were losing color to the face at a rapid rate.
Yeah.
I was worried.
It is winter time.
Yeah, but you didn't look well.
No.
I didn't feel well.
No.
And then the line started moving.
The move happened.
We had our tickets checked and we went inside with the full cattle of people were moving through. We could see there was some sort of food option to the left, but if you could only see the care that had been taken in cleaning this place,
You would not opt for that option. It was not an option for us. Absolutely not.
Look, we're gross and we put a lot of gross things in our bodies. But
not that Luna Park trash.
Yeah, not like that.
No.
Feelings for me when I first walked into the auditorium was hot.
Hot. Very hot. Hot box.
Hot.
Hot box.
Hot box of what I can only assume is numerous people who have been playing noughts and crosses in notebooks.
It almost felt like people were playing squash in there. You know, that kind of heat.
There was a real sweaty musk getting up in my nostrils.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And
this was the beginning of the night.
This
by the
is
way.
The beginning of the night. Much to my horror, the room had really filled out.
Yeah.
And we were ushered to
the very back.
The very back.
Yeah.
Also,
thank God.
Yeah, because you could quickly tell the people down in the lower seats, they were going to get airtime. Their faces were going
to
be seen.
And ours were not to be seen because once this kicked off, you did not want to see our expressions.
This is our little secret between us and you.
Yeah, exactly.
Please don't tell.
But we'll keep it vague. We won't ruin any of the acts because do you know what? Channel 7 is going to ruin this show just by putting it out there.
And if you choose to watch, you're fucked.
You are
fucked.
Too bad, son.
And I can't help you.
We've warned you here. We've warned you here first. And if you still choose to participate in this circus, that's on you, bitch.
So next they brought out the judges.
No, wait. You are jumping far too ahead.
Sorry.
They brought out...
I'm trying to speed through this because I feel
yeah, no,
sick.
I do feel gross as well. They brought out the woman of the hour, the woman we were there to see, the woman that we helped get this job, Ricky Lee.
Wait, is that how it happened?
Yeah, because she introduced the judges to us.
Yes, of course.
So Ricky Lee comes
out
in elongated Carrie Bradshaw tutu bottom, black tee top.
Just a simple black t-shirt and white sneakers.
Yeah.
It looked like a backyard kid's birthday party where in Brisbane, in the Brisbane suburbs, where they hire some sort of budget fairy for the afternoon.
She was 100% painting faces at that party.
Yeah. if we can just sort of describe a look, that would be it.
Yeah.
Budget Brisbane kids birthday party fairy.
Face painter. Fairy face painter. That was it. And look, she brought some energy. Hadn't seen her in a long time.
Ooh, she loud.
She loud.
She was loud. Yeah. Screaming through that microphone.
Trying to get the audience hyped.
And the audience was having none of it.
Not a lot of it.
It was hard to move these people.
Yeah.
Hard to get a rise out of them.
Yes. Except the kiddies. Kiddies love to get up and dance at this event.
Well, we all know kids are fucked.
Oh, God. No kids, please. Yuck.
Ooh. Yucky.
No, ma'am. But then Ricky began to start introducing the judging panel to us. And that took the form of the first one was Shane Jacobson.
Yes.
Who, look, was wearing a nice little suit, came out and did some weird.
It was snug. The suit was snug.
Yeah. Did some weird dad dancing.
Not shaming. No shaming here.
No. I didn't say a word.
Fit him like
That's
a sock.
Yeah. He came out, did some weird dad dancing. Then we brought out.
Oh, God, the dancing from all of them.
The dancing from all of them was. Do you know what? Literally, when I said the dancing from all of them, cold shiver all through me.
Yeah.
I got literal goosebumps on my arm.
That's what I'm seeing before I drift off to sleep.
Yeah. And then that's why you can't get to sleep because it just flashes and you're like, shit. And then old Lucy from I don't know who she is.
Lucy from
and
theater.
And even after this entire we spent an hour and a half with her, still don't know her.
Lucy from the theater.
Lucy from the theater comes out and look, pink number, dressy thing. It just
the bouffant blonde hair.
Bouffant
blonde hair.
What's bouffant?
Just like a lot of volume to it.
She came out.
She came out theatre.
Awkwardly
she
dancing with Shane Jacobson as well.
Yeah.
Then we brought out Manu Fidel. Mm-hmm. So this is where the night becomes a bother.
It takes a real sinister turn. If it wasn't dangerously teetering on like we just can't touch this.
Yeah.
Once Manu's character entered the picture,
and it was a character.
It was a character. That's where we were thinking about ways how we could quite quickly get out of there.
It was an exit strategy. Yeah. We started forming in our heads immediately as this happened.
Yeah.
He came in dancing quite a lot.
Yes.
A lot of hip movements, I've got to say.
So much hair. There
so
was
much
just
hip.
So
just
much
a
hip.
Lot of hip.
Back and forth and back and forth and back
stop,
and
stop.
Forth and then a little bit this side and side.
Okay. He was giving off some weird sleazy vibes, like as soon as he came out.
It'd be enough for you to ban him from having hips.
Yeah.
It'd be like, take them off him, take the hips off him.
The only other experience I've seen like of him in real life before was seeing him at Coogee Pavilion playing ping pong when he was wasted off his tits. And I would actually rather watch that than what I saw on stage.
Than
that
what
night.
We saw
what
unfold.
I experienced.
Because then, of course, Nicole Scherzinger came out and.
The star of the hour.
The star of the hour. And I will happily pay credit where credit is due. Mm-hmm. She was fantastic.
She looked stunning.
She looked stunning, except for this issue where she had a jacket draped over her, but just kept taking the jacket off and just leaving it on the table. I'm like, just don't wear the jacket. If you don't want to wear the jacket,
it's
just
also
don't
very
do
hot.
It.
So you shouldn't be wearing the jacket in here.
Just like just opt
Leave
out.
It.
Just no thanks.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I'm woman enough to say she was great.
Mm-hmm.
For whatever money they've paid her, money well spent from Channel 7. But my note to Nicole Scherzinger is, what the fuck are you doing there?
It was...
Why are you doing this, babe?
No.
Why are you doing this?
And one thing that came very clear quite quickly.
Yeah.
Girl, get away from Manu.
Get away from Manu.
He's a danger.
Yeah. He's gaslighting you. We're only just starting to see light off the back of the Me Too movement. He is not for you.
No.
He's not for this movement. You've done her dirty, Channel 7, to bring her all the way out here to sit on this panel of who?
Yeah.
And only to actually carry that show and be grossly over-sexualized by some French fuck sitting next to her.
He couldn't take his eyes off her, couldn't keep his words off her either.
What was the line? So Ricky was having a little tete-a-tete with all of the judges before we started filming. I actually think maybe we were filming at that point. It was hard to say. They never really let us know when the cameras were rolling.
No idea.
But she asked Manu, like, what is one of his favourite snacks or dishes or something like that.
In Australia.
And he responded.
Nicole. And it was a bother.
It was disgusting.
It made – do you know what? You could even hear it in the audience.
Everyone was groaning.
Ugh.
Yeah. We were on edge. Like, literally, he just breathed and I was like, oh, God.
The sleaze energy was palpable.
It was palpable. It was, like, throughout Luna Park. And I actually –
One thing we did quickly miss.
Oh, what's that?
That was extremely painful.
What?
As Nicole entered, and so every time a judge entered, they continued dancing on the judges' stage in front of the judging panel.
So much dancing.
And Nicole tried to force poor Shane Jacobson to shimmy with her.
Oh, no, you don't.
And
he
was really tough to watch.
It was hard.
And it was her trying to explain basically what a shimmy was to him in the moment while they were still trying to act casual.
But he thought that the shimmy, when she was leaning in and out for the shimmy, was a kiss.
Was a kiss.
And so he leant in for a kiss. Oh, my God, I forgot
it. It was not a kiss. It was a shimmy.
And she was like, no, you've misunderstood. Troubling. And then he went in for like a side kiss and she was like, fuckwit, I'm just trying to shimmy.
It hurt.
It was so painful.
Once again, exit strategy is developing.
Yeah.
How do we get out?
I've just written some notes here. Manu, very problematic comments about Nicole. He also might want to fuck a pigeon.
Yeah.
I forget what that is, but there would have been some problematic comments about
Ricky Lee talking about him seeing a pigeon in a park and saying yummy.
Okay. I also noted here Manu is potentially wasted, ?
I kind of got that sense as well. The sleazy vibe could have been a wasted vibe.
Yeah. And then I've also got a note here. Someone actually needs to lock Manu up. I never want to live in a world where Shane Jacobson says, you opened your throat up to a 15-year-old on stage. Just a couple of the low lights.
Yeah.
For me.
That was a moment.
At this point, they've not even brought out
a single contestant has not come yet.
Daniel seems to think that we can't mention any of the contestants.
We can say their general vibe. We don't need to give it away.
I mean, the general vibe was bad.
Yeah, all bad.
Bad. I mean, we only made it through three.
We made it through three. We were meant to spend a good 4 hours with this panel of judges, and we made it through an hour and a half by the time we got in there.
But if you guys, I hope you're starting to get a picture of what we had to endure, you would say to us, high five for making it through three.
Yeah.
Because trust me, it took everything within my being to stay there to just get some content for you.
Lisa did turn to me quite early on and said, we need to go.
Yeah.
And I was like, we need to get through at least a few.
Yeah. So I'm going to play another little snippet from inside the show. It's only very,
very short. Just a few quick thoughts.
But here we go. I don't actually know how to describe what's going on.
My blood is running cold. Shane Jacobson's trying to shimmy with Nicole Scherzinger.
He tried to hook up with her.
He attacked her.
It was us
reacting to the trauma that was Shane Jacobson and Nicole Scherzinger.
And, the clapping, the forced clapping is like a soundtrack
to
my nightmare.
Was too pink. Raise your glass.
Yeah.
Every entrance.
And did I want to raise my glass? I wanted to drown in that glass.
Mm-hmm. I needed a glass to glass myself.
Yeah.
I wanted to be put out of my misery.
Yeah. And so, we made it through three contestants.
Good on us.
Can we explain a moment? Like, I'm not familiar with the judging structure. And neither was the warm-up guy. Like, he couldn't quite explain.
The warm-up guy was explaining the concept to us, but I was left confused.
And then at one point Ricky Lee ran out onto stage after not seeing her for a good 30 to 40 minutes.
Yeah.
And I mean, I was really upset that we didn't get much airtime.
Yeah.
Had we have stayed for the full 4 hours, maybe, but I wasn't willing to put myself through that.
No, absolutely not.
For fear of, like, you know, long-term damage.
Mm-hmm. Well, but that's questionable. I think we do have some form of long-term damage now.
Yeah, only time will tell.
Yeah.
But she did, she came out and it was a display of what I can only describe as shit acting.
Yeah, I was going to say poor acting.
Yeah, really shit acting. She was wiping away no tears.
Fake tears.
No tears. And then hit the golden buzzer.
Yeah. So basically there was this concept that if you hit this golden buzzer, you send someone straight through to next round.
Yeah. And
the stage just shits confetti, basically.
Yeah.
It was awkward to watch.
It was very forced. You could see some producer pretty much wanking, you know, in the wings.
Yeah.
Because he came up with this concept. Drama. Mm-hmm. And there were too many producers in that room.
Running around. Whispering into the judges' ears.
Making what was a big pile of dog poop. So not one of them raised their hands to say, hey, let's do something that's not this.
No, they didn't see the shit show that was before them, but we had to watch the shit show.
Yeah.
We had to watch a magician.
Yeah.
That couldn't get the magic right.
No.
And the judges ate it up. It doesn't make sense. Nothing made sense. That was the issue. That just
He couldn't do the magic. It was made for a terrible, like, there was no theatrics at all.
There were a few, because the audience were reacting to the tricks going wrong.
Yeah, that was the most exciting part.
Good luck to the editors. That's what I have to say about this show. Good luck to the editors because it is going to be a fucking mess.
There's no way you can turn that, what we saw, into
something watchable.
I stand by that, and I'm getting fired up.
Yeah, it's
because
I'm getting the cold chips. We were in basically this hot box of
a venue. I can see the goosebumps.
Yeah, no, I literally am.
He's not lying.
We're in this hot box, but throughout the evening, I was shivering because of how uncomfortable this whole experience was.
And it was, minutes following the magician, where I said, I can't do it anymore. And they were trying to hold us hostage. There were producers saying, no, you can't leave. And we ignored them and just kept walking. And we have not stopped walking.
No. We're still walking.
Literally.
We need to get as far away from that as possible.
From that space. I would have loved for this to have been a really funny experience for the both of us, but it wasn't.
No. And if you think, God, why are those judges there? We don't have the answers for you because it was still, funnily enough as well, we must mention that the most bothersome person probably out of all of them, which you wouldn't expect, was Lucy.
Yeah. In terms, well, Manu.
Manu, as in.
Was the worst.
Traumatized me.
But she was really dull and just. All I heard was just like, I'm a mum.
Yep.
That's all I remember.
Nothing else. And everything was fine to her.
Yeah. Everything was just like, yeah, thanks for that nice one. Thanks. I'm a mum.
Yep.
That was pretty much all she said. I agree with you. I wish we had some more answers. We were going there to try and find out why these people have been chosen, why we have been chosen to care about this.
And you think as well, because you go, Manu, weird choice, but, you know, maybe he's got some, you know, interesting opinions. It was just a bunch of cooking references the entire time.
And really obvious sexual advances.
Clear, obvious sexual advances. I don't know how they're going to edit around that, around his most likely raging erection that was underneath that table for Nicole.
And you know, I hate to keep saying the D word, but I was disturbed. At one point, he referenced a contestant on the stage and said that this was his love child with Nicole Scherzinger.
And you said, I don't remember that. As in, like, I don't remember us fucking and making this child.
Because you're a fucking scumbag. Piece of shit. French. Fuck. I don't like
Tell
him.
Tell us how you really think, Lisa.
Yeah, sweet guy in the end. No, we're hoping you're upset too. Mm-hmm. Let us know your thoughts. Because we can't really ever let things go. We will be... we will be recording an episode from the first when the first episode goes live. I mean it's our it's our care of duty.
Yeah, and guess what? You don't have to watch
duty of care.
Yeah, sure. and look, you don't have to watch it because we'll watch it for
we'll
you.
We'll do it for you.
Yeah,
and
you
that's
don't
what,
need to go.
That's
through
what
that.
We do for you.
Yeah.
So, guys, thanks for coming with us along on this journey. Let us know your comments. Molly, we're going to get you on here one of these days. Thanks for being
a true fan.
Yeah, our truest and number one fan out there. Okay, well, thanks for listening in, guys. I'm in love with you.
I'm in love with you.